We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's talk politics with Blois Olson on The Morning Take on WCCO. Hi, Blois.
Good morning, Dave.
A lot of things to talk about this morning. There's an interesting piece from Fox 9 where their investigators... And, of course, here in Minnesota, we pay high taxes, as everybody, I think, is aware of. But discovered Minneapolis has an enormous amount in tax-exempt property, 23% of the total taxable value of all property in the city. And that's kind of a story that's grabbing people's attention. What can you tell us about that?
It is a story that I think will grab people's attention. I also think it'll start a discussion just about how the tax system works in Minnesota. I think that the tax reform with the tax compliance bill coming up will be a major discussion in the governor's race. But basically, Fox 9 did the math, and they found $13 billion in tax-exempt property in Minneapolis and $7 billion in St. Paul. Now, much of that is schools and churches and things that you – universities, things that you would expect to be tax-exempt. However, they kind of set their – sites and their pointer on stadiums. And just to put it in perspective, if the Vikings stadium were to pay taxes every year, they would pay $37 million a year in property taxes. And so the idea that schools need more money, and that's based on property taxes, that municipal government may need more money, that's based on property taxes. The idea that that much of your land being tax exempt creates, you know, kind of an imbalance on taxes on other properties. So I think this will kind of drive the discussion in the way in which our property tax system and the tax system works as we get ready for this governor's race.
Yeah, that's interesting, Blois. Wow. Hey, about this report that about Minlars now, what's the latest on that?
So the latest is, you know, they were asking for about $90 million in the legislative session. They got an emergency $9 million early in the session, but that money is about to run out. The legislature also allocated another $13 million, but Governor Dayton vetoed that when he vetoed the massive budget and policy bill. And so the idea is Minlars is running out of money. How are they going to fix it? This is a very polarizing partisan issue between the Dayton administration and Republican legislators. And there's no way in which legislative session is going to be called anytime soon. So the real question is, how much more do they have to catch up on what's there and then fix it? And then don't forget, we have these the federally compliant IDs coming soon, too. There is money to do that, but you just wonder how much the DPS can really navigate this.
Security election, you and I have chatted about it here in Minnesota, seems to be pretty good. Tell me about the proposal at the federal level, by Minnesota Democrat Amy Klobuchar.
Well, she is going to try to use the defense authorization bill to make sure that there's more election security, and that any potential efforts by Russia or other countries within these midterms, that we have the resources to fight them. And this is going to be a hot issue here in the next week as they reauthorize the defense bill. And the idea that she's going to be leading the way imposing sanctions further elevates her visibility on a national stage and probably continues speculation for 2020.
Blois, what are you going to keep your eye on today? Anything special?
You know, we're just still watching these congressional races. From the 5th District, Ilhan Omar rolled out more endorsements yesterday. In the 8th District, the Twin Cities DFL community and Tom Bach have endorsed Joe Radinovich. Those primaries are going to be the factor in who wins statewide, is CD5 and CD8. And so we're just continuing to watch who has momentum in those two races.
And have the ads started yet?
Yeah, yesterday, Lori Swanson and Rick Nolan launched their first campaign. It led some people to suggest that maybe this wasn't such a short-sighted effort, that they'd been working on TV ads for a while. But it doesn't take that long to put up a TV ad. The question is, how much money do they have behind it, and where are they running it? And the sense is they're going to run it heavily in the 8th Congressional District, where Rick Nolan's base is and where Lori Swanson's performed very well.
What's your email so we can get this insight every day?
You just go to WCCORadio.com/morningtake, and there's a form to fill out, and you'll get it in your inbox every day before 7.
Made my third trip of the year out on the golf course last night, Blois. I assume today, hopefully, you'll have enough time to do that. It looks like perfect for a golfer.
I did. I probably won't play today, but I did play yesterday and had a match, and it went well for us. Let's just say that.
Excelentes. Okay, well, you have a great day, Blois. I look forward to talking to you here soon.
Talk to you then, Dave.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.